Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 28th of November 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to summarise some of the recent posts on the Europe à la carte blog. You can read all the posts at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. With Christmas looming, Sean has given us some UK Christmas travel tips. Travelling around the festive season in the UK can be pretty tough. It's expensive, it's busy, things can be delayed because of bad weather. Sean's advice is to book right now to get the best price and make sure you can reserve a seat. Even going first class, especially by train, need not cost you that much more and can mean you have a lot more space. She even suggests just staying around home, having one of these staycations where you can have the time, if you're not working, to visit some things on your doorstep that you may never get around to doing. Next up, Andy talks about the British Crown Jewels experience at the Tower of London. Not everybody's sure where the British Crown Jewels live. It's not in one of London's big museums, it's in the Tower of London near Tower Bridge. However, don't think you'll have too long to linger admiring the crown jewels as you pass them on a kind of conveyor belt, so you don't have too long to get photos. Amanda's written about 7 things to do in Athens. Many people may visit Athens briefly on the way to a Greek island cruise or to have a Greek island hopping holiday. However, she reckons that the Greek capital of Athens is well worth spending a few days in. Plenty of history there with places like the Acropolis, the National Archaeological Museum, the ancient Agora. Athens also has a pretty good reputation for shopping and nightlife. Thomas spoke about his top 5 attractions in France. Thomas lives in France. His favourite is the Bayeux Tapestry. He can't get enough of this amazing artefact from the medieval period of Europe. He's also a big fan of the painted caves in France. The best known ones are probably at Lascaux. They're mainly found in the south of France and have associated prehistory-themed parks nearby, which are great for children. Thomas also recommends the Loire Valley, where 2 of the wonderful things about France come together, castles and wine. There are more than 19 castles in the Loire area. Marcus talks about some of the potential highs and lows of using English while travelling. I know this myself as an English speaker. I will try to make a rather pathetic attempt in the language of the country that I'm in. However, it's usually so awful that many kind locals will respond in English, realising my grasp of their language is so limited. However, this just makes we Brits and other native English speakers even lazier, even when we try, if we get response in English. I'm feeling rather disappointed today. I should actually be on my way to Vienna in Austria. However, due to the very wintry weather in the northeast of England, I'm unable to get to the airport. So I'm really upset about this because I was looking forward to my trip to Vienna, but hey, the weather's bigger than us, so you just have to accept these things. Been a bad week for weather in the northeast of England and the southeast of Scotland. I came back to Newcastle Airport on Wednesday night and my flight was delayed because Newcastle was shut for a couple of hours due to a snowfall. So if you're travelling in the UK this week, do keep an eye on the weather. Thanks for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast, and you can subscribe on iTunes.